T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories.
The NYPD has lost a veteran detective to COVID-19. He was a 23-year veteran of the department and worked in the 32nd Precinct in Harlem. This past week, the department also lost 2 civilian employees to the illness. We just heard from Commissioner Dermot Shea.
Please help us help you. And stay inside. Stay inside unless absolutely necessary. We will get through this.
And that detective identified as 48-year-old Cedric Dixon of the 32nd Precinct. Winds News Time, 103. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the apex or peak of the coronavirus outbreak in New York State is still 2 to 3 weeks away, and the state needs to be prepared for that with tens of thousands of ventilators.
The government has sent us 4,000 ventilators. Those 4,000 ventilators are not currently in use. Why? Because we don't need them currently. What we're doing is we're planning for that apex. We're planning for the critical need and making sure we have the equipment, the staff, the beds for that critical need.
He says flattening the curve will prevent that apex, but the state still has to be prepared for it. He says 140,000 beds are needed, that there is still a long-term shortage of personal protection equipment, but not short-term. That is due in part to the CDC's new guidelines that are now at crisis level. That basically means using gear like gowns and masks for longer periods of time. The governor again urging people in the city to take social distancing more seriously. He also mentioned some more locations for temporary hospitals to make sure there is one in every borough. There are now 728 deaths in New York State, 517 of them here in the city, which he announced will be getting more temporary hospitals, again, to have one in every borough. The United States now has more than 100,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases. That's the most of any country in the world. China has 81,000. Italy has 86,000. And by far the most deaths, with more than 9,000. The number of confirmed cases in New York City makes up more than a quarter of the nation's cases, with close to 30,000. President Trump is at the naval station in Norfolk, Virginia, as the U.S. hospital ship USNS Comfort departs for New York.
There's a possibility that sometime today we'll do a quarantine, short term, 2 weeks on New York, probably New Jersey, certain parts, and Connecticut.
The Navy ship is expected to arrive in New York on Monday. It has 1,000 hospital beds and 1,200 medical personnel to provide care for victims of the COVID-19 pandemic. The ship had been undergoing maintenance but was rushed back into service to provide medical help to New York City, which is now the epicenter of the nation's outbreak. Its sister ship, the USNS Mercy, is in Los Angeles providing assistance there.
And look at these blessed healthcare workers in the images behind me. We are by nature
a social species. Governor Phil Murphy giving an update on his state with more than 2,000 more confirmed COVID-19 cases for a total of 11,000, 32 new deaths for a total of 140 now. Governor Murphy also announced some protections for state residents who are hit hard financially by the crisis, a 90-day grace period for mortgage payments among them, and new efforts to acquire PPE, personal protective equipment, for healthcare workers. He launched a website where anyone who has any to donate can report it. He is also asking all hospitals to report their PPE supplies on a daily basis. Stay with 1010 Winds for the very latest. And the coronavirus outbreak has been especially deadly at one Long Island retirement community. Six people have died at the Peconic Landing community in Greenport. And at least 12 remaining residents and 13 staff members are battling COVID-19 as of yesterday. Officials say six staff members have recovered. That community has 370 elderly residents. It's closed to visitors right now, leaving family members especially worried. As the number of new cases of coronavirus continues to rise here in New York, correspondent Athena Jones tells us there will be more places to treat patients with temporary hospitals like the one at the Javits Center.
Governor Andrew Cuomo saying that the state of New York may still be 21 days away from the peak of the number of cases. We know that the number of new cases is now doubling roughly every 4 days, down from having been doubling roughly every 2 days. That's an indication, we believe, that these stay-at-home measures are having some effect.
New York State has now seen 728 deaths. The MTA is offering a $50,000 reward leading to the arrest and conviction of the arsonist responsible for the fire that killed a subway operator on the job. There's where the NYPD is questioning a person of interest. The 36-year-old train operator had been helping passengers get to safety. A smoke and fire filled a two-train car at 110th Street where someone had deliberately started a fire, according to police. They say fires had also been reported at the 86th, 96th, and 116th Street stations around the same time. Nine people were hurt. The train operator was found unresponsive on the tracks and was taken to a hospital, but didn't make it. With still not enough people practicing social distancing, the NYPD is expected to start cracking down. The weather will be getting warmer and people will be looking to get together and hang out. Yesterday, Mayor de Blasio announced the city will decide this weekend whether to impose $500 fines on people gathering in large groups and clearly flouting the rules. Even houses of worship risk fines. The mayor said several are still holding normal services and that they even risk having their buildings shut down if they're caught. Millions of Americans will be getting financial relief from the stimulus package. The president signed the $2 trillion plan into law yesterday afternoon. Some of the key elements include a major expansion of unemployment benefits, money for hard-hit hospitals and healthcare providers, financial assistance for small businesses, and $500 billion in loans for distressed companies. Then there are the checks to be sent or deposited directly to individuals and families. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum tells us there are a couple of app companies hoping to help with that.
How would you like to receive your coronavirus stimulus payment via an app? Well, two payment app companies think it would be a quick way to inject the cash into the nation's economy, quicker than sending checks through the mail. Sources say Venmo and Cash App held conversations with the Treasury Department to discuss the idea. No word on whether Treasury officials were considering the possibility.
Individuals who earn $75,000 or less per year will receive $1,200 each. Married couples earning up to $150,000 will get $2,400.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.